The U.S. Department of Justice and the U.S. Department of the Interior Monday announced a $492 million settlement. It ends decades-long disputes between tribes and the federal government over land management. Oregon's Confederated Tribes of the Umatilla Reservation are among the last recipients, correspondent Emily Schwing reports.
The Umatilla Reservation is home to the Cayuse, Umatilla, and Walla Walla people. Spokesman Chuck Sams says they'll receive $20 million as part of the settlement, but he calls it bittersweet.
My grandfather, who is a tribal member who passed back in 1998, would have probably benefited from some of these lease agreements of the collective of the tribe years ago.
On some of the tribe's land, the government issued leases and permits to non-tribal members for things like farming and grazing, oil and natural gas development, and logging. For decades, tribes have argued over lack of payment and mismanagement of those lands.
Because of this potential mismanagement that had been conducted by the United States government, he never saw the benefits of those funds.
Sam says 75% of settlement money will be allocated among tribal members, and the remaining quarter will be used for economic and social development on the reservation. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.